While you are busy enjoying your lunch, while you are busy having some time from 1300 hours, take time and listen to OTR News Bulletin.
On the Radio News Analysis, we go beyond the headlines. We don't just tell you what's happening. We ask why it's happening, how it affects ordinary Namibians, and what it means for the country's future. We examine the structures behind news, connect policy to people's lived realities, and bring in expert voices to make sense of where Namibia is heading.
You want to get into touch with global governance, global diplomacy, economic relation, trade, statistics, human and infrastructure development, and you want to see how policy planning and policy implementation is connected in Namibia. Make time and listen to OTR from 1300 hours to 1430 with Happy Juju.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it's a good afternoon to you and welcome to On the Radar. And of course, today is On the Radar is manned by me, the only reliable kinetic energy in town. So that one, no doubt about it. But good afternoon to everyone. And of course, welcome to the On the Radar. And today we just want to go and analyze. We are analyzing and we have enough time together to have a conversation, and I want you to be part of the conversation and tune in wherever you are and you know participate. The number in studio is 083-288-401 as usual. But of course after I laid it all down. So and we just want to look at the consultation, the nuclear consultation. You know, the nuclear bill and the consultation, people need to understand the use of those, you know, radioactive material. And I'm not going into the details of what the bill and the consultation was because I'm sure you have already heard about that. So I'm getting into a different, I'm getting in through a different door. And I need us to dissect and understand it from a layperson's point of view. Because I know that it was countrywide and in some regions it was poorly attended. And of course the panel was, disappointed at some point. The bar, for example, was the Rundu. Or the Kavango one, where people did not come and it had to be called off because the turn up was very low. And that is the focal point. That is something that is very pivotal in our conversation today. Why was Windhoek or Commerce one well attended and Kavango one poorly attended to the point that it has to be called off completely? So what happened? Commerce Kavango. Parallel. We do what we call parallel comparison. What happened? Why did the Kavango one got poorly, why did the Kavango one, you know, why was it poorly attended and why did Commerce, I think the most one that flourished as far as the conference and the consultative meeting is concerned was the Commerce. It was the Commerce one. The Commerce one was well attended and I think the panels and the hosters and if there's such a word in English, really got what they wanted. Now, we need to get to one of the points that will help us understand this. Is let's look at Kavango. Let's look at Rundu. As, for example, comparing it with Windhoek. Rundu or Kavango is people are sparsely distributed. You know, people are 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers away. And, you know, as compared to, for example, if I tell you where I stay, it's 10 kilometers from here. Where I stay is 10 kilometers from here. But I come every day, 10 kilometers, I travel 10 kilometers back and forth. Because when you look at the central district or the central business district of Kavango, which, of course, Kavango or Rundu is one of the biggest, you know, towns in Namibia. Rundu, Oshakati, Walvis Bay, Swakopmund, those are big towns. But they are big towns, but they are not big time. They are not big towns at the same time. Now, for you to call a conference in Kavango and for it to be attended as you expect is when what? It's when you have done what? What do you really need? What does it take for you to, you know, to come, to call a meeting, to call a workshop in Kavango? And, you know, an awareness, for example, of such a magnitude as, you know, for example, discussing nuclear. What does it take for somebody to come from Kachina Kati, coming from Nyununi or Nyamagoro, and somebody coming from, Donger Hook in Kabango or in Rundu area, somebody coming from Kehemu, from Dama, somebody coming from Kanyondo, or somebody coming from Andara, and for somebody to travel from Divundu or Mururani or, you know, even Kurenkuru to come to Rundu for a nuclear consultative workshop. That person must, there's something officials are missing. There's something that government officials seem not to understand. And that is something that I want you to understand today. You know, I have chosen this topic purposely so that perhaps there is a government official listening now. So the next time when you do awareness or consultative meetings, there are things you need to consider. For somebody to come from Kachina Kachi, to come to Rundu, maybe Central Business District, where the meeting is held. You know, 5 people come, 10, and then you get disappointed, say, no, we are calling off the meeting. And the narrative that we are getting from the officials is that people are not serious. We put resources in, and this is the number of people we are getting. People are not serious. This is a waste of, you know, resources and time. That was correct. But you got it wrong. You know, the whole planning, the officials got it wrong. And here is where we got it wrong. Here is where we get things wrong. You know, for you to say, for example, we are making consultative meetings, nationwide consultative meetings on artificial intelligence, for example, AI, the use of AI. You will attract but a few people. Given the location, geographically. Because, first of all, you need to explain to a person in Kachina Kachi what AI is. Because some people don't even know how to pronounce AI. Some say II. They don't know how to pronounce it. So if people don't know how to pronounce something, do you think you can make a consultative meeting on that very thing and they will come? You know, take a deep breath. Because I want you to understand what is at stake here. You know, it's not about people not being serious. It's about people not understanding what you are coming to talk about. What is nuclear to a person in Kabango? Somebody who is in Katwitwi, the Katwitwi area, the Kachinakachi, the Sawyema. Somebody that is in Ngamagoro. Somebody who is at Mukwe. Even around Kavango, Rundu itself. What is nuclear? You know, what is nuclear? And I don't want to negate the fact that nuclear consultative meetings, that was a brilliant idea that the government, came up with. That was brilliant on its own. No doubt about that. But what happened? Because we need to get the gaps. What was done? I'm not interested in what happened. I'm interested in what did not happen. And I tell people that you know here in Eagle FM we don't care about what happened. What happened where? No, we care about why. What happened means. What does what happened? What does it mean? That is what we care about. Now, the consultative meetings or workshop took place. Oshana, I think Peneambeko went to attend one in the north that was also well attended. Look, even the region where people went to attend, the well attending or the well attendance, if there's such a word in English, the well attendance is not the problem. Is do the people understand what you are talking about? Because if I have to make an assessment now, and I have to divide the attendance into percentage, I will only tell you that it's only 2% or 1.5% of people that attended those meetings who understand what nuclear is. Only 1.5% of people who understand what nuclear really is. Because we are talking about nuclear centrifuges, radioactive material, the nuclear isotopes, what, all those things are scientific terminologies. And a lay person will not understand that. Let alone you trying to, talk about the use of nuclear and all that. People don't understand that. At least most of them. People can attend. There is a meeting. It's near. I can go. So let me go. But that does not mean they go there and they understand. Now, I don't want to be brutal because I can be very brutal in my analysis. But my brutality is not violent. I will give it a term. I'll say it's assistive brutality. So that we understand that next time when we plan consultative meetings, there are things that we need to first put in place before even deciding where we want to make these consultative meetings. 2 years ago, the government made a very powerful consultative meetings, very powerful workshop on, you know, human wildlife conflict. But do you know why they made that that consultation, that workshop, here in Commerce Region, here in Windhoek, where there are no conflict of such nature? So sometimes we get we do something, but then because Commerce, you have never had anybody trampled by an elephant in Commerce. Those things, those workshops, you do them in Amsati, you do those ones in Ohangwena, especially Zambezi and Kavango. That's why you do those workshops on human and wildlife conflict, because those are the place that are prone. You know, those are places where human wildlife conflict is prevalent. From now and then you hear crocodile case in Kavango. So it seems that the government does not know where to do what. So this is the problem. The government seems not to know where to do what. They are good at when and why and what, who, but the where to do what, where to talk about what, that is what, you know, most government, you know, agencies don't know. Let's go for a short break, and then we'll come and continue. And I want your input. I'll open my line very soon, but let me first analyze this for you and break it down so that you understand why was there a law turn up. Because this law turn up in Kavango is embarrassing to the government and to the organizers of the event. It's embarrassing, really. But it's a good embarrassment. And I'm going to tell you why after a short break.
Omahalelo mawa.
Alushundalele kupikina waka matuka apofi.
Omapandulo.
Da, aye na tupandule nyepangiro waka tulieto pochikukuta.
E indulo kujamashiwana.
Otapi.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, we continue. I almost spoke Oshiwambo and Silozi at the same time. This is how serious this case is. Now, look, for Kavango, nuclear is not at the priority now, you know? For Kavango, you don't go to Kavango now and talk about nuclear. No one will listen to you. This was a tactical failure from the organizers who organized this. Because Kavango does not need to talk about nuclear right now. And I'm going to tell you why. Kavango, if you go to Kavango and talk about nuclear, you go to Amsati to talk about nuclear, you go to Hangwena to talk about nuclear. And you go to Kunene to talk about nuclear. It's like you are speaking Chinese to my grandmother. The Kavango region is plagued with serious problems. Very serious problems. One of which is water. And right now, there is even a problem of the plans to create a pipeline that will take water from the Kavango River into Grootfontein. That will feed, you know, the central regions. And the argument is that why do you want to take water from here when we don't have water? The same resources that we don't have should be taken from here to feed others. I don't want to get into that detail, to those details, but I'm just telling you that, I'm just telling you why a nuclear consultative workshop failed in Kavango. That's one of the reasons, but this is not the main reason. That one, I'm just putting it there, but it is not the main reason. The main reason is this. Look, people in Kavango don't understand what you are talking about. They don't understand nuclear. Now, I'm not saying they are not educated people in Kavango. No. You need to understand why I'm saying understand. The word understand here is not literal. I'm speaking it figuratively. The word understand here, don't take it literal. Don't take it, you know, don't take it literally, because if you take it in a literal form, you will think I'm being disrespectful to people in Kavango. But I'm talking about a layperson in Kavango. Do you know what is in the mind of a layperson? Now, even the people that attended nuclear here in Windhoek, who are they? Where are they coming from? Which side of Windhoek do they live? You know, when you are talking about nationwide consultative workshops or campaigns, and the people attend nuclear, the people that are likely to attend nuclear conferences here in Windhoek are which people? Okay, let's build this case well using other materials. Let me say there are two consultative meetings. One is talking about water or land, or maybe let's say unemployment. No? It's a workshop on unemployment. All those that are unemployed, you are called to the workshop. And then you call a consultative on use of drones. Or maybe artificial intelligence, computing, and all those, you know, powerful topics. Which meeting is likely to have more people between these two workshops? Let me say the other one is at Women's Center. And you say, you call the one at Women's Center and the one at wherever, maybe in Avani, for nuclear or for drone usage. Let me say drone in agriculture, for example. Drone in agriculture workshop. Which workshop is likely to have more people? The one of unemployment, between the one of unemployment and the workshop on the usage of drones. Which one is likely to have more people? You are likely to see the one for unemployment filled to capacity. Because that is what is on the mind of a layperson. That is what is on the lips of a layperson. The people that are likely to attend nuclear consultative workshops are
Get to USAVE today, where every penny counts. Get 1 liter of Clover Long Life Custard, just $29.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram tub of Everyday Yogurt, just $39.99 Namibian dollars. Get 2 kilos of Numb Milk Omaede, just $52.99 Namibian dollars. Get 125 grams of Kloof Coffee, just $20.99 Namibian dollars. 750 grams of Creamora Creamer, just $58.99 Namibian dollars. Discounted prices on Rhodes Tin Food and Polonies too. You save the low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Okay, let me be brutal here. And this is one thing that politicians need to understand. Even those who organize rallies. And I'm going to be, you know, partial. Very partial in my brutality. One brutal example I will give you, one brutal, you know, argument that I'll give to you is when you look at the 90, if you are looking at it per 100%, and like I say, only 1.5% of people understand what nuclear is to the level at which the government, you know, it was presenting it. Now, what is happening to this 98.5 of the people? We can divide them into two. 2.5% of the people that came to the workshop, they just wanted a day off from work. You know, they just at least wanted a day off from work, that I'm going to attend the workshop, the nuclear. Oh, yes. So the person will sleep and maybe wake up by 9 and then pop in. At least they had some sleep. And they had a day off. 44.2.5 of people that attend workshops, they attend workshop for that reason. The other 42.2.5 of the people that attend workshops is free food. Nothing else. Okay? Free food. And let me say, when it comes to politicians, even government officials and those people that are working in offices, 90% of you guys that go up and down the whole country, you don't go there because you go there because you want to claim S&T. It's time for S&T. Now, that's why when there is a going somewhere, that going is selected carefully. You know, sometimes there is a circle of people, a club of a certain people who are always the ones that are going out. Because of what? Because of S&T. 10% of people are doing their job. But 90% of you only go out for S&T. Klar. Now, having put that reality in mind, we cannot say the well-attended workshops really achieved their goals. Having outlined all those realities that I told you, we cannot say that the well-attended workshops, you know, on nuclear and any other workshop or, you know, consultative meetings, you know, achieved their goals. At the same time, we can say the 1.5% of the people that understand, their input is what then is going to be used. And that is going to say, we conducted a nationwide consultative meeting on this, and this are the outcome. That outcome is only going to come from the 1.5% of the people that attended, who fully understand what was being talked about. Say, for example, a taxi driver. A taxi driver does not have time to even sacrifice an hour or two to come and sit in a conference of nuclear. A taxi driver doesn't have that time. But if City of Windhoek now today calls to say it's consultative on tickets and the possibility of writing off, you know, tickets, you will see taxi drivers there because that is what concerns them. You will see them sacrificing even their time to come and hear because they want to hear is the solution to this, you know, seemingly unending predicament because most 90% of taxi drivers owe tickets. And if the city has to call, for example, if the Ministry of Home Affairs, Safety and Security is calling for consultative meeting or conference on this very issue and, you know, exploring the possibilities of, you know, writing off tickets and, reducing the penalty fee, you will see a lot of taxi drivers and a lot of car owners going there because this is what affects them. Now, brutally, nuclear affects no one in Kavango. And in fact, people in Kavango don't care about nuclear. Whether it is there or is not there, that's not a problem. That's not a person in Kavango's problem. You know, somebody in Havana, in Koryakab, in Greenwell, doesn't care about nuclear. They don't even know how to pronounce it. So, they don't care about nuclear. Whether or not Namibia acquires nuclear energy, whatever, they don't care about that. You know, find out. You know, government officials need to learn to find out what is on the lips, what is so immediate on a tongue, at the tip of a tongue of a lay Namibian person. What is that? What is it that is at their tongue that they are ready to say out at all time, at any cost? What is that? You know? What is that? If you go around now and you see, if you go to Stop and Shop, or you go to, wherever you go, what is on their tip? What is on the tip of their tongues? What are they ready to say out? Water, food, land, employment, you know, jobs, money. Now, you can't, and I'm not saying nuclear is not important. It is important, but these people I'm talking to you about don't care about that because they don't understand it. Because when you were campaigning, going around the country, you did not speak about nuclear. To them, for them to vote you, for you to give them nuclear, you didn't talk about that. You talked about something else. And that is what they are looking for. They are waiting for you to talk about what you told them yesterday. And now you are coming up something new? They don't understand that. Because they don't understand the progression. That the government is not just run about, it's not just run by job creation alone. Or employment, or food, or money. Or water. The government is not just on, it's not only about water. It's also about nuclear, you know. They don't understand that. They don't understand that the government is not only about water, about land, about employment, about jobs, and about food. The government is also about nuclear energy. It's about, you know, proper mechanisms and policies and guidelines on the use of nuclear for civilian purposes. The government is also about, you know, green hydrogen. the government is about. But they don't understand that, because that is not in their medulla oblongata. What is in their mind is food, is money, is water, is land, and employment. That is what they want. So that's why you will call your consultative meetings on nuclear and they will not come, because they don't understand what nuclear is and they don't care about it. In fact, even if you put, you know, flyers for people to read about nuclear, even if you put it in the Rukwangari for people to read about nuclear and understand, and you send drones to distribute those flyers in every location, you would have wasted the resources. They don't care about that. They'll not even read. That's how, and it's not only about Kavango. That's how a lay Namibian person has wired themselves to being. They have wired themselves to only care about water, to only care about land, to only care about jobs that brings money, or employment that creates a, that brings a job. That's only they care, what they care about. They care about what they are going to eat now. You know, what the person is going to eat, you know, tomorrow. You don't bring nuclear conference to a person who did not eat yesterday. They will not listen to you. So that's how unfortunate the situation is. And it's not to say we blame the officials, we blame the government. No, I'm just pointing out to say that is the reason why there was a law turn up. And I give you the example. In Oshana region, for example, if you do something in Oshakati, you are likely to have people, teachers coming there, police officers, and whoever coming there, nurses. But those teachers that are coming there and the meeting is well attended in Oshana, is not because those people are coming because they are interested in nuclear. Most of them want to be off from work. And that's a good excuse. So 90% of people that attend workshops just want to be absent from work. And if you want to prove me right, just get into the workshop and you see by percentage how many people would have asked questions and how many people would have participated in that workshop. Only a few of them. Some people will just come and sit. Break time, they go and eat. Lunch time, they come and eat. And after eating, disappear. That's a mentality. And even you that is conducting that workshop on behalf of the ministry, you are not conducting that workshop because you have a zeal of, you know, informing the nation. It's S&T. Remove S&T and you see how many people will be interested in traveling up and down.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a You Save up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99. Get 2 kg of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99. Get 750 mL Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99. You Save. Where else?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 083-288-401, that's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. Still have 14 minutes for you. I think that is enough minutes because now you understand what I'm talking about. You know, people you see, we need to analyze this thing so that we know, you know, because other countries have developed, and development means quitting certain mentalities. Certain mentalities need to be, we need to quit certain mentalities for us to develop. And, but development is not only about government. I know that everyone is angry, you know, with government for they feel that government has failed to deliver on, you know, their promises, which is fair enough. But at the same time, you need to understand that your participation is also very important. Because what is your participation? What are you doing to contribute to your growth personally? You know, some of you, you know, workshops, you have never attended the workshop at all. Workshop come in your area, you hear about it, you choose not to go. And at the end of the day, you want to say there is no development in your area. Development is two ways. Your participation and somebody's participation. When it comes to, you know, development is like running a house. There is your responsibility and the responsibility of somebody else. So that combines is what makes, you know, both of you successful. So, but we need to understand that people don't understand. People don't understand, they don't understand nuclear. People do not understand nuclear. And I'm not saying nuclear is not important, but people don't care about nuclear now. Because why? People care about their immediate problems. And one of them is water. People want living conditions improved. And at the same time, we need to understand that development or government is not just about water, about giving land and food. government is not about only about distributing drought relief. No. Government is also about making consultative conferences, like, you know, like the nuclear conferences, whether it's nuclear or cybersecurity, you know, financial inclusion, all those things are part of government. Government has responsibility to do that. So we should not only be pushing. When somebody is desperate about something, or when somebody is in need of something, you will see that that is the only thing they will be talking about. They don't care about you, you know, if somebody is talking about, you are talking about gaming. They don't care about that. If you say workshop, consultating meeting on, you know, ethical gaming, for example, only few will come. Number one, I don't have a smartphone. I have a Tamagotchi phone. But then you expect me to be part of a, you know, gaming workshop? You are coming to, you know, you cannot go to Oppo, for example, and then you want to go and talk about, you know, ethical hacking, workshop on ethical hacking. People will not listen to you. Number one, the counselors in Kunene, even Oppo, you know, even mayors, they don't even understand what you are talking about when you are talking about quantum computing. Quantum physics. You know, workshop on deep learning or machine learning. Even the governor will struggle to come up with a speech, a welcoming speech. You know, sometimes we don't know where to talk about what. But sometimes also, if the government only said they are going to do this workshop conference on e-commerce, you will hear people in Kavango saying, no, it's exclusion. People were excluded. You know, other people were excluded. We were not part of that. It was only done in Windhoek. And then people come to your area, you decide not to attend. That is how malicious and brutal, that's how maliciously brutal this situation is. Because when you look at it on both sides, you will see that it is problematic on both sides. Because the government side, I think, let's make research. Where do we talk about what? For example, you cannot make a workshop on ancestral land and you are doing it in Oshakati. Because people in the north never lost any land from end to anyone. So, people in the north, you cannot make a ancestral land workshop in Zambezi. Because people in Zambezi have never lost land to anyone. They have never been, you know, they have never been they have never been robbed of their land. You can't make a land conference in Katima, an ancestral land, for example, and you are making that conference in Katima to achieve what? You come and make a land conference here in the southern regions, because this is where brutal atrocities were committed against indigenous people, and their land has been taken away. That's where you talk about, you know, land conference. You see, because you don't make a one size fits all. The one-size-fits-all mentality is wrong. We need to know where to talk about what. You cannot make a workshop. You cannot organize a workshop in Hardap region and you want to talk about, you know, a human wildlife conflict where people in Hardap don't even know what a hippo, you know, looks like. And you are coming to Windhoek, to Country Club, to come and make, you know, to do a workshop on, dealing with human wildlife conflict. You can't do that. Oh, you can, you talk about, you know, you are city of Windhoek and then you come to Clan Windhoek and you are talking about improving sanitation. Sanitation for where? To whom? This is Clan Windhoek. Nobody, the people don't understand what you're talking about here. You go and talk about those things in Katutura, there in Havana. That's where that topic fits. You know, the only people that understand this thing, the only people that I will appreciate that understand where to do what, where to say what, are the false prophets. Because that's why you don't, even if you come here at Clan Windhoek on Sunday, you will not hear noise. But go to Havana on Sunday. Go to Korean Hub, go to Greenwell on Sunday. Noise. Because every square meter there is a church. Because they don't have a message here for Clan Windhoek. That's why even politicians do not do rallies here. They don't make rallies in Avis, Olympia, Prosperita. You don't hear rallies coming on this side. Because politicians don't have a language for these places. They need a language. And they don't have a language for here. Because they have nothing to promise to anyone here. So they will make rallies in Katutura area because they have a lot to promise. And they can tailor make their lies to entice everyone to come there. Now, I'm being brutal here. But understand the brutality figuratively. That it's there to provoke you to understand that we need to know where to say what. Or where to do what. So in my view, I feel like the nuclear conference was enough just to be in Windhoek. And even in Windhoek, you look at the people that attended that meeting. Where do they come from in Windhoek?
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
So it's one and a half minutes to two. I'm rounding up. So we need to understand where to say what. The message cannot fit everywhere. Every religion, you need to understand what are, you know, because nuclear is a very complex thing. And if you say, we are going to talk about volleyball. What is volleyball? You expect my cousin to come from the village to come and listen to, you know, a consultative meeting on nuclear when my cousin cannot even You know, it does not even have a smartphone. So we need to know where to put what. That's why we are, in Africa, we know how to copy and paste. But we struggle with where to paste what we have copied. That's a problem. All right, folks, it was a good time having with, being with you. If you're listening, very good time. And we'll meet again next time. Have a good day. And of course, I'm handing over to my colleague that is in the north.